Tibetan Americans are mourning the loss of one of their own. U.S. Marine Lance Corporal Tenzin Chukwu Denkem was killed in combat in Iraq over the weekend. Lance Corporal Denkem is the first Tibetan American killed in Iraq. He was 19 years old. NPR's Eric Westervelt has his story.
Some two dozen relatives and friends of Tenzin Denkem last night packed the living room of the family's suburban Northern Virginia townhome. Monks who'd come in from out of town led the group in chanting and prayers this fourth day after Tenzin was killed, the day these Tibetan Buddhists believe the spirit begins to awaken and recognize death. Pema Gorap is a close friend of the Denkem family.
It's a time when the dead person's soul sort of is a little more conscious of what's happening. And, I mean, those are times when you really need prayers.
Incense smoke curled into the air from a small altar on the floor. Flowers, fruit, and other offerings surrounded a portrait of the Marine who would have turned 20 this July. Lance Corporal Denkem had just arrived in Iraq 2 weeks ago. The Marines would say only that he was killed by hostile action. His family knows only that he was on a reconnaissance mission in Al Anbar, the sprawling insurgent-dominated province west of Baghdad. Tenzin Chukwu's family moved to the United States from India in the early 90s as part of a State Department resettlement program for Tibetan refugees. His older brother, Tenzin Fende, says his mother spoke with her youngest from Iraq just a few hours before he went on his last mission. He told her not to worry. Everything was going to be okay.
It hit me hard, and I'm shocked that I still don't believe it.
Tenzin Fende says he and his mother were initially opposed to Tenzin Chukwu's plans to join the Marines, but he says they both made peace with his decision and fully supported him. Tenzin Fende recalls his brother as a playful, smiling, if somewhat bashful young man who cared deeply about his family and his Buddhist faith.
Quite shy guy, but once you get to know him, then he's very generous. He was a good brother and a good son to my mom, and a Tibetan kid who always believed in Dalai Lama and who always believed in what he said.
Believed, even if the Dalai Lama's nonviolent teachings seemed to clash with Tenzin's job as a Marine warrior. In fact, Tenzin joined the Marines in September of 2003, just a few days after he was granted a meeting with Tibet's spiritual leader. His family says Tenzin didn't see any contradiction. Friend Pema Gorap says in the Buddhist sense, his motivation was pure. He said he wanted to help the Iraqis gain the freedom he hoped people in his native Tibet would someday have.
And he had often talked about it with his mother. He said, well, there are oppressed people all over the world, just like the Chinese had oppressed our Tibetan people. And at one point he also said, I'm getting such good training here, and perhaps once we are able to go to a free Tibet, perhaps I'll be able to guide the military, that sort of thing. The other day his mother was talking about this, you know, that he told her, and she cried like anything.
Tenzin's mother, Renzin, declined to talk on tape. As one friend of hers said, this boy was her soul, her life. The family says they'll hold special prayers every Friday for the next 7 weeks. According to their faith, the soul of the deceased remains in the earthly realm for 49 days, seeking help in finding direction in the afterlife before reincarnation. On Monday, Tibetan monks and a military honor guard will help bury Tenzin Denkem in a ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery. Eric Westervelt, NPR News.
Photos of Lance Corporal Tenzin Denkem and his family, and war remembrances of U.S. military personnel killed in Iraq, are at our website, npr.org.